There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Remaining in 2014, just days, ladies and gentlemen. We get probably counted by the hours, since we're talking 3 days left here. We can do some quick math here. Yeah, not much left. So let's make the most of it. How are you? Welcome to What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, fully stocked up with Lefse from his trip home over the Christmas vacation, and back at it behind the microphone. Todd the Radio God. You know, Todd is such a social media aficionado that even when he's traveling from seeing the folks back there in the cities all the way back to Bismarck, you get updates on your stops along the way. And I like the Lefse stop in Osakis, Minnesota. It's good advertising,
well,
too. Cause
not necessarily going to, you know, do every single stop, but that's a key one there. That's some of the best Lefse. Because most Lefse, you can't get good Lefse in a store. But
no.
This is not your typical store Lefse. So
this was as good as anything you've had at, you know, like a friend or a relative making it, huh?
It rivals Great Grandma Clayton.
No kidding.
Who you know, got it old school, some over 100 years ago.
Do you like find the good Lefse and then sort of hide it, or you know, I've been accused by my brother-in-law of doing that. My wife's sister, Carrie, who's down in Florida, so we can talk about her now because she's escaped for a little winter getaway. She and her husband down there, and she makes the Lefse. And so when I go to the in-laws, it's Carrie's Lefse, and I am, you know, first of all, I wait for it to come out, then I pounce, and then I try to kind of, you know, like put it in a place where nobody else will kind of see it amidst all the other goodies, you know, and hope it sort of doesn't get noticed.
Well, because once she's gone, it's gone, right?
Exactly. And so anyway, my brother-in-law and I usually have a little battle over that. And in fact, he asked for it to be brought out this year, and then I got to it first.
So you're kind of like a kid at Christmas then.
With the Lefse, I am. Yeah, so I was a little jealous when I saw you had the Lefse stop in Osakis there. Way to go.
Man, it's good stuff.
I was impressed. Hey, today on the program, a couple of guests for you. We're going to chat with North Dakota State Senator Kelly Armstrong. He's a Republican from Dickinson. He has a bill that he'll be introducing in the upcoming legislative session, which, by the way, starts a week from tomorrow. And it would end DUI checkpoints in the state. What do you think of that idea? We're going to talk with him about that. Next hour, Rob Port of the Say Anything blog. Is that not the best name for a blog? Because a lot of blogs, that's pretty much what happens. Just say anything. We're going to look back at the big political stories of 2014 and talk about which ones will hit in 2015. And Rob wrote a bit of a provocative post over the weekend about North Coast oil boom being over. And he's talking about a story in Williston and a dispute that led to the closing of the Bakken Club there. Evidence that the boom is over. But he also is quoting, you know, Bismarck City officials are saying this, you know, we got to get out of this boom thing because the boom suggests there's a bust later. And, you know, a lot of industry leaders have talked about that as well. That is, this is not a cycle. This is not a, whoa, up we go and whoa, down we go. Rather, it's a technology play. Think of it like the iPhone, right? We don't... That doesn't go away. It's a technology play. And given where the industry's at, that's what this is. Prices are going to go up. Prices are going to go down. Activity is going to go up. Activity is going to be going down. But you're talking about, you know, being able to see reasonably five generations of development just given the fact that you get single digits percentage of the oil out of the ground right now. Anyway, we're going to talk with Rob a little bit about that today on the program. In the meantime, if you would like to weigh in on what you think on the idea of DUI checkpoints going away, or if you have your best of 2014, best of 2015. I've been asked to participate in a television program called Point of View that airs on the eastern end of the state in North Dakota and western Minnesota on KVLY, Point of View with Chris Berg. And coming up, I think New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I forget when it airs, the winners of 2014, the losers of 2014, and then the same for 2015. Talk about tough, looking into your crystal ball to say who's going to be the winners and losers of 2015. But it's that time of year. You make the predictions. And then the person of the year for 2014 and the person of the year for 2015. So if you have any suggestions that you want to add to that list, you have any winners or losers from the past year or the year ahead on your list, hey, we'll take them. We'll have them. Another big story over the weekend, obviously tragic situation in New York City continuing to unfold in many ways. The ultimate tragedy, obviously the cold-blooded killing of the two law enforcement officers, but the funeral held over the weekend, and New York City Mayor de Blasio is still at odds with the police department. They actually, at the funeral, turning their backs on him. The chief there has called that inappropriate. The tensions are growing. What did you make of that? I mean, would you have done the same thing? Is the funeral not the right place to do that? I want to get your take on that today on the program as well. And, you know, I was down at Mall of America over the weekend. Our youngest daughter, Haley, is a big fan of Lush. There's a store, and the closest one to us is Lush, and it's in the Mall of America, so it's kind of an annual trip. She got a gift card from Lush, and she burns a hole in her pocket. She's got to get down there, right? So anyway, I took Friday off and took Haley down to Mall of America. And she shops, and, you know, I just supervise, right? But I found myself observing. That's my favorite pastime when I'm at the Mall of America, for that matter, any mall, is just sort of observing, you know, behaviors and people. And at one point, I took a little informal survey, and that was I really noticed how many people were staring into their phones, or in some way, you know, having their phones sort of literally attached to the hip, so smartphones everywhere. And my little informal survey over this, 16 hours in the mall, over a couple of days, a day and a half, I guess, was how many people actually hold them in their hand, okay? So my informal survey said more than half of people, young and old, by the way, phone in hand. I mean shopping, going from one store to the next, in the hallways, whatever. Hand, right, phone in hand. You know, not like in a purse or in a pocket or, you know, in a coat jacket or whatever. You can put, just got to have it right there. Better than half. And just slightly under that number of half, staring into it while moving, while interacting. And my all-time least favorite activity is if you go to a food court or a restaurant, you very often see several people. In other words, I'd assume a husband and a wife or a boyfriend and a girlfriend, you know, parents with kids, whatever, multiple family members dining together. But not really dining together because they're all staring into their phones. Does that worry you at all for the future? I mean, I just think the human touch is becoming more and more outdated and uncool. And, you know, I have a smartphone. I use it. I probably, rarely go 10 minutes without looking at it. I'm not trying to play holier than thou here. But I am a little worried for the future. So that's actually one of my 2015 losers is the human touch. It's on my list. Anyway, I'm curious what you think about that. If you see the same things and if you worry about it. All right, let's chat about it here while we have the time. Jamie and Bismarck, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I was in Minnesota over Christmas, too, and, right? Not too long after I got into the border of Minnesota, when I drive on the interstates, I usually go 4 or 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And something reminded me of when you had that trooper talk guy on here in North Dakota saying how people they don't really respect our fines and they speed here. And Minnesota's got this great system that keeps people in check. I'll tell you what, I've never been passed more in my life while I was speeding. Down to Chaska, Minnesota, and back. We're driving to Mall of America. These people couldn't care less about fines. I mean, that just proves my point. A lot of how I think about making these fines stiff for people. That's a joke because Obviously, there's a great high fines of keeping people in check and not speeding is a joke because, like I said, my paint got sucked off my vehicle a few times by some of these guys.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing. I-94, the speed limit's 70, and 80 is not uncommon, is it?
No, not at all. So when somebody says we need to pay higher fines to keep somebody in check, I mean, that's a joke. And I got passed coming back into North Dakota. Yeah, I got passed a couple times. I was going 80. And I got passed a couple times by some guys who were like NASCAR drivers. And what do you know, they had Minnesota license plates on. So I don't think they let off the hammer once they cross the border either. So our low fines compared to their high fines doesn't seem to make a difference as far as
I'm
concerned.
It may not stop anybody from speeding, but why don't we make a few more bucks off those guys while they're here?
By the way, I saw, I agree with Jamie. I saw a lot of the same thing. And I saw one highway patrolman pulling somebody over the whole time. So, they're not exactly yanking them over. In fact, if you're on I-94 eastbound and then you branch off to 494 to head down to Bloomington, it's 60.
Yeah.
It's 60 there, right? They go down 10 miles an hour. There, nobody goes 60. It's unbelievable.
No, absolutely not.
Jamie, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 to weigh in. Paul and Minot, you're next.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the Bakken these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City. 1204 4th Avenue Northeast if you want to stop and see their selection. Or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level, and your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is on your mind? We want to know. 29th of December. This is breaking news, by the way, a windshield advisory. That's not breaking news, but since it's been unseasonably nice for a good chunk of December, when the wind chills plummet and the Arctic high pressure rolls in with this cold air mass that's taken over the area, it becomes, a news cycle dominated with wind chill advisories and frigid air masses and all the like. And it is cold, but it's also winter, so I don't think it surprises anybody. But we'll add our voice to others, letting you know that it's cold out there. Paul in Minot at 800-228-0550. What is on your mind?
Good morning, Scott Todd. How you guys doing?
We're well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to comment on the DUI checkpoint that the legislator out west is going to propose. Now, obviously, I don't know a lot of information on it. Do you know why he thinks that's a good idea?
We're going to ask him, but it is on legal grounds. That he believes that that it should not be there. He just doesn't see it as constitutional.
Well,
And by the way, this has been challenged in other courts and deemed constitutional, but I believe that's Kelly's reasoning.
Yeah, I know it's Monday, but you got to be kidding that he would think it's okay for somebody to go out and drive and cause an accident, kill somebody, and anybody with any right mind go like, hey, we got to keep these guys off the road, or guys, whoever's involved. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. We're going to talk to Kelly. I would think that'd be a stretch to suggest he thinks it's okay. I think what he's saying is, and the bill is pretty simple. Really, it just says to stop a vehicle, you need a reasonable suspicion. And the checkpoints, obviously are just random. Now, I happen to think the checkpoints are not a bad idea for the very reason that they're most often used as a deterrent. They tell us where they're going to be, when they're going to be, and the idea is, hey, we're out there, we're randomly stopping people, don't drink and drive. But I think it's fair to disagree with the idea that these ought to be outlawed, but not suggest that these people think it's okay for people to drink and drive. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and that's kind of the incentive that he's saying, that, I understand nobody agrees that you want to kill somebody, but unless he has a better solution and a better answer, it's great to come up with a law, but if you don't have a solution to it, then he's out in left field. I've had friends killed and drunk driving at that family, and the last thing I want is to see anybody die because of that. So, unless there's a better way to do it, we need to keep the law where it's at.
All right, and I'm looking at the law. By the way, Rick Becker, a Republican representative from Bismarck, and Senator Kelly Armstrong, and again, who has experience as an attorney, and Dickinson, the two sponsors, it says, halting requires reasonable suspicion. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, an officer may not halt an operator of a vehicle solely to determine compliance with any of the provisions of chapters blank, 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 or equivalent ordinance, unless the officer has a reasonable suspicion to believe there's a violation of these chapters or of an equivalent ordinance. So just saying you can't just randomly stop people. So question is, good idea or bad idea? But what it would do is effectively end the checkpoints, obviously.
My opinion, that's just a bad idea because we want to save lives. We want our people to drive down the road and get to their destination. If we save one life, it's worth it. So that's my opinion, guys. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate the call, Paul. And, they very often publish the results of these, and they catch people. So now, the what-ifs, if they hadn't person, what happens a block down, a mile down? I mean, it's a fair point. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Take it away.
Hey, I was going to call in the New York Police Department, but this stop thing has always bothered me because it's kind of like the non-smoking deal. You're giving up some of your rights as an American. I agree that it shouldn't be constitutional for them to stop you without cause. Just like the non-smoking, if you have a business, private property, it's legal. Allow people to smoke. I'm against smoking. I don't smoke. But you lose your rights little by little just for the sake of gaining something that you think is good. And I think they do it on purpose.
What do you mean they do it on purpose?
Well, I mean, nobody wants a drunk driver. Nobody wants anybody killed or hurt by a drunk driver. I mean, that's silly. But the point is they use that as a tool to take away your freedom and that's stopping you without cause to see if you've been drinking or whatever they want to see. Maybe drinking now, what's it next? Do you have your papers? It's just wrong. It's not the American way.
Yeah, and even if in this case they're successful in getting people who are under the influence, you don't think that's a good enough outcome?
Well, you know, they do post that. Sometimes they catch them, sometimes they don't. Is that manpower justified for that random deal? I mean, like you said, they advertise it as a great deterrent. I mean, I see both sides of it. My point is, it's your freedom, it's your rights. You have what to give them up, you don't get them back. But under the New York Police Department thing, that's all political correctness. Another thing killing this country is D.C. These people come out in the news media every week, be on the well, and say anything he wants about the Koch brothers or George Bush or whatever he wants. But if the police department turned their back on a mayor that obviously has never supported them or cares about them and has talked poorly about them, and now it's not politically correct. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Henry, appreciate the call. Anything else you wanted to say? Did you say you wanted to say something about the New York City police situation and the funeral and the officers turning their back on the mayor? What'd you make of that?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think it's all political correctness. Again, you're giving something up. They can say whatever they want, but as soon as somebody does something like these guys did out of respect for their fellow officers, now it's not politically correct. I don't think they did anything wrong.
So, you know, free speech?
I think if I were
a New York City police officer, I'd be incensed at de Blasio. I totally get that. My only question is, do you show that displeasure at a funeral? You know,
I agree with you. I understand what I'm saying. When somebody ever does something that they don't like, now it's all, in, you know, political correctness, all this stuff. But when they're on, like, the well of the floor, or the president or the attorney general says all this stuff about the police and how, you know, with all the, you know, killings we've had, it isn't even factually based. That's not a problem. But they turn their back to the support of a fellow officer family, and now it's a big deal.
Henry, appreciate the call. Maria says online here on our Facebook page, possibly not appropriate, but needed. Not much else would have opened eyes how bad the problem is. They've been put in terrible danger. That's a, you know, decent argument. How else do you get the attention? Forced. I think, you know, this has to be dealt with at some point. The mayor's got to resign. Got to have a mea culpa. Got to have. I mean, it's an open wound right now. Fred says, in a constitutional republic as ours, elections provide the best choice. Chris says, only appropriate when the mayor is a Democrat, otherwise totally inappropriate in that situation. Obviously, having a little fun with that comment. Tony says, no class. Don says, de Blasio could have had this talk with the police leaders, but instead he chose to try and score political points in the media. Make a mistake, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay, rather. Interesting. Appreciate the call. Karen and Bismarck, when we come back, and we're going to chat with Senator Kelly Armstrong about the halting requires reasonable suspicion legislation. Stay tuned.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
John emails us, Time Magazine does. Is it possible to name a group Person of the Year? I would name the pro-life movement for their unprecedented effort to build a very diverse coalition in support of life via Measure One, even though it fell to the disinformation campaign by opposition forces with no moral compass or compunction about an end that justifies the means attitude. It is still a worthy effort to recognize true equality in North Dakota. Thanks for the email, John. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email, questions, or comments. Who determines reasonable suspicion? Says another listener. And besides the obvious, where's the tipping point? Because they don't like the color of your car? Where is that tipping point? Talking about the legislation that would require reasonable suspicion before an officer could pull you over. We're going to talk with Kelly Armstrong about that in a moment. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or call us at 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. Karen in Bismarck first, and then we'll get to Senator Armstrong. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind?
I watched part of that funeral for those two officers that were murdered, for the one officer that was murdered in New York, and I was totally appalled that those police officers would turn their back on the mayor. Now, whatever the problems are, that is totally not the place to be showing that display. That funeral was to support the family, to support the member of that officer who sounded like he was, you know, pretty impressive, going to be a chaplain and all this sort of thing. You know, whatever problems they are, deal with it later, not at the funeral. Not when you have 25,000 other officers there. To me, they looked like fools. And I was just, that's no place for that. That is just, that is so disrespectful to that family. And
yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know if the family's been quoted on it anywhere. I'd be interested to know what they thought of it. But I tend to agree with you. I think that the differences with the mayor are real. They need to be dealt with. A funeral's not a place for it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, why don't they deal with it down the road? You know, this man lived and died, and it sounded like he was quite a well-respected man, and, you know, going to be a chaplain and everything. So in his honor, deal with this later down the road and take care of those problems. Take care of those officers that are acting inappropriate. You know, don't do that at a funeral, especially when it is so televised, and like I said, it's just, the whole United States is talking about it and, you know, so on and so forth. You have all these officers across the United States coming to pay respect to the officers that were murdered. And then you're a New York police officer, and then you display yourself like that? That was so inappropriate. It made them look like fools, and what an embarrassment to New York to act like that.
Karen, appreciate the call.
It accomplished nothing.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the comment. Karen in Bismarck. Kenny says, is this not a double standard? People are protesting the police for so-called unfair treatment, and the mayor is okay with that. But the police are protesting the mayor for unfair treatment, and they're being criticized? Patricia says it was the first truly peaceful protest during this whole anti-police episode. They have the right to peacefully protest as well, do they not? Different opinions on this issue. Appreciate it. We'll return to that topic in a little bit here. In the meantime, let me welcome to the program Senator Kelly Armstrong, a Republican from Dickinson, who has spent some time as a defense attorney, spent a lot of time helping to shape the DUI legislation in the last session. He and a co-sponsor, Representative Rick Becker, a Republican from Bismarck, have drafted up a piece of legislation saying that a police officer cannot stop you unless he has reasonable suspicion, which essentially would end the sobriety checkpoints that we have in North Dakota. So let's talk about that. Senator Armstrong, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your Christmas, Scott?
It was great. How about yours?
Fantastic. I got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old running around, so it was pretty fun.
It's a great time for Christmas for 7-year-olds and 4-year-olds, isn't it? They love it.
They do.
Yeah, that's part of the fun of Christmas for sure. So tell us the reasoning behind the halting requires reasonable suspicion legislation.
I guess just from my personal opinion, I think I don't like people who aren't breaking the law getting pulled over under any circumstances. Is the short version of it. Reasonable and articulable suspicion to stop a vehicle is the basic foundation for how vehicles get pulled over in North Dakota. And I think any exception to that rule should be very narrowly carved out and should be very specific. Public safety, if they're they need to do roadblocks to find a dangerous criminal, things of that nature. There's going to commercial vehicles stopping, those types of things are going to have to be taken care of in the oil patch and stuff like that. But just generally speaking, if you're driving around in any community in North Dakota, I would prefer you had to be in violation of some law before you got pulled over.
Senator Kelly Armstrong with us to talk about this legislation today. That'll be one of the many pieces of legislation that will be proposed, debated, and ultimately voted on, likely, in the North Dakota legislature. If you have a question or comment, by the way, certainly welcome those. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Bob in Grafton, question for Senator Armstrong. Go ahead.
Hi, Senator. I disagree with the policy there of not allowing police officers to set up checkpoints to stop DUIs. You know, people go to the bars. The cops are not allowed to sit outside the bars and watch the people coming out and getting in their vehicles and driving, knowing that the majority of them have been drinking. So, you know, and if they're behind the wheel and they've been drinking, they are in violation of the law. So how are they going to know that unless they pull them over? And furthermore, I mean, you know, I understand, you know, the line between a draconian, you know, police state and all that, and I understand that. But on some certain issues, such as DUI, I mean, that has saved a lot of lives. I would ask the families that have lost loved ones or loved ones that have lost entire families due to drunk driving. I the cops can't sit outside the bars, which I think, you know, frankly, they should. There should be some sort of policy to be able to keep drunk drivers off the road. And I don't find it offensive or draconian to have DUI checkpoints set up to keep the rest of the public safe from drunk drivers, especially when they announce where they're going to have the DUI checkpoints and they still catch people drinking. I mean, if they announce it and you get pulled over at that checkpoint and you've been drinking, you're an idiot and you need to be taken off the road.
I agree with that last statement. I mean, the way checkpoints in North Dakota are set up is they have to publish them, and then there actually has to be some mechanism for turning around. I disagree with the fact that cops can't sit outside bars. I think they can. I think they can patrol. I always use this line. When I used to practice law, I had a client who got pulled over, and he said the cop was sitting in the parking lot across from a bar in Dickinson, and I always said, well, it's Saturday night at 1 a.m. Where should he be, the parking lot of the church? I think there are more effective ways to do this that don't affect people who aren't breaking law. Typically in my hometown, DUI checkpoints are set up during big weekends, 4th of July types of things, but the other thing they do over those weekends is saturation of law enforcement. And I think if you do a saturation, my personal opinion is if you do a saturation of law enforcement and use the resources that are being devolved to the DUI checkpoint and use them to strenuously patrol the roads, you'll have the same effect and arrest the same number of people, same number of guilty people without inconveniencing and pulling over so many people who aren't breaking the law.
I agree with the saturation. I think that's a good idea. And a lot of people who aren't drinking are obstructed by getting, you know, having to go through these checkpoints. But myself, I've had to, you know, go through a couple of them. I don't drink and drive, and I think sometimes it's a little bit of a nuisance, but it's a useful nuisance. But the other thing is, with the law enforcement officers, you know, I think they should be allowed to sit outside of bars, but then you're going to get these people that are going to start claiming that that's profiling. So it's almost like, you know, the officers can't win for losing. You know, I mean, it's a touchy situation, I agree. But I don't know. I think throwing the baby out with the bathwater is not a good idea. I think we need saturation and checkpoints and officers sitting outside the bar.
Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Telephone number again, 701-258-0550. If you have a question or comment, here's another thing.
Gentlemen, Tom and Bismarck, regarding the DUI checkpoints, to me, it's a roadblock in search of a crime that may or may not have been committed. Therefore, it's an unconstitutional search. Besides that, it's a waste of manpower. I've rolled through them before. They've got people everywhere. They'd be much more efficient out on patrol, establishing reasonable suspicion, and then pulling people over. A waste of time. They can save lives the other way. Regardless of what the court thinks. They've been wrong before. They'll be wrong again. Have a good day.
All right. Tom makes your point on saturation, I guess, on the latter point. But his first point was that it's unconstitutional. Actually, this has been challenged and deemed to be constitutional, at least in one case in Michigan. Right, Kelly?
Yeah. And a lot of that is, if you read how our statute's written, there's a lot of protections built into it to ensure the constitutionality of it. It's not a terribly radical idea. About 25% of the states have, as a public policy, said that these things are not something they're going to do. When you get into constitutional and not, I think that's the general overall purpose of something like this is, a very good friend of mine, I wish I could take credit for this quote, but he says, the problem when you determine constitutionality in a courtroom and you determine what is a reasonable search is there's always a guilty defendant sitting at the table because it's happening at the appellate level. So when you're talking about Fourth Amendment violations and the right to privacy, it's better served to do in the legislature because you can have it as a broad policy discussion instead of dealing with an individual defendant who in often cases has a pound of narcotics sitting next to him while you're determining what's reasonable and unreasonable as far as the Fourth Amendment goes.
Let's get a question here from Don and Tioga. I'm going to have to wait for Kelly's answer to the other side of the break, but go ahead, Don. Question?
Hi. Well, I was wondering, you know, this is all random. Why is it, you know, the police want to, you know, check the population all the time and put the boot on our neck? Why is it that the police do not submit to random drug tests? The police union, that's the biggest thing they've always fought for, that the police are not subjected to random drug tests like everyone else. In my line of work, I probably had 20 of them over my career. And, you know, they all came out okay. Now, that would be a good way to catch criminals, too, wouldn't it?
All right, interesting approach, Don. Thanks. We'll give Kelly a chance to answer that on the other side of the break. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's the website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out about the $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs, and about the efforts to meet the challenges as well in the oil-impacted communities. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24-7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24-7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Sven, I'd be okay with Christmas music for at least the rest of the week. I'm not quite ready to say goodbye to Christmas or the holidays yet. Maybe next week I'll say goodbye. Christmas continues. The Christmas season begins at Christmas, right? Come on. I'm not going to...
We can certainly play Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, because it just might be, so...
Or freeze,
I don't
freeze,
know if I
freeze,
play Silver Bells, because when you hear the lyrics, soon it will be Christmas Day, you think. Right. Didn't we just have one of those?
Hey, I'm checking out the HighPlainsApache.com website, and I'm seeing, as I've predicted here recently, some good deals on new and used sprayers. In fact, there is some Apache sprayers that will save you big bucks, a 2005 AS850 I'm looking at right here, another 2005 AS1000, an 09 Apache AS1010, a 2010, 2011 model, so you can save some mega bucks. Some other brands, too. A Walker, a Wilmer, a couple of Summers, Faster 2. And so it's a good place to save some money. Check them out, HighPlainsApache.com. Of course, your Apache sprayer dealer. best of the best, but they also have some used ones. They also have the new ET Egg Center now, which means you get access to 50,000 of the most popular name brand items in the application industry. All brands. You need it, they have it right there. As you're getting things all shored up for the 2015 growing season, and want to take a look at maybe some great bargains on the used side, or get things taken care of on the parts side, they'll take care of you. High Plains Apache, and they are located in Mandan and Eastside Court. They're in Frontier, which is just south of Fargo, and, of course, online at highplainsapache.com. Back with more with our guest, Senator Kelly Armstrong. We're talking about some proposed legislation in the upcoming legislative session that rather simply says law enforcement doesn't stop anybody in North Dakota unless they have reasonable suspicion. Simple as that. It would mean an end of DUI checkpoints. Is that a good idea or is that a bad idea? I guess we lost Senator our connection to Senator Armstrong. You want to give him a ring back and get him connected? In the meantime, I'll chat with Christian in Fargo. Our caller before the break also had a suggestion that sort of a tit-for-tat suggestion that law enforcement be subjected to random checks. I think he used drug tests as an example. What do you think of that? Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Pretty sure they already are. Happy New Year, Scott.
Happy New Year to you as well.
I'm about to say something that's going to make some people very angry. I make my living in the bars, part of my living. I'm a musician. Been a musician for about 30 years. Now, the tavern industry has always been kind of a dichotomy because in order to go there and enjoy yourself, to get home, you have to break the law. Unless you call a cab, unless you use public transport, unless you walk, unless you ride a bicycle, you can get a DUI on a bicycle, however. So what do we do about this? Well, why not set up the DUI checkpoints at the exits of the bars? It wouldn't bother anybody that's not drinking, and you could make sure right then and there that there's a designated driver in every car. Problem solved.
A little more proactive.
A lot of people are going to be, you know, upset about that, but and they're going to say that we're pinpointing one specific business. Well, that's the business that sells alcohol, guys. Get with it. Grow up. You're selling a product that is dangerous for some people.
Senator Armstrong, what about that idea?
I just heard the last part of it, so I guess your answer
DUI,
to that is
DUI checkpoints at the exits of bars.
Well,
only.
I think that would be.
Period.
I mean, that would. I think your problem with that is going to be if you'd have to rewrite the law in a manner in which that all the other protections would apply, and I think you'd have some significant difficulty doing it.
Well,
certain requirements of a checkpoint in North Dakota that have to occur, and I think
you
the
want
entire law would
work.
Have to be rewritten.
If you want something that's going to work, that would work. People would not be able to leave the property without a designated driver. And that people that are just driving on the streets, that normal citizens that aren't out at the bars drinking, would not be bothered.
Christian, appreciate the call and the comment. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Proactive suggestion. You're just saying, hey, you find out if they're too inebriated to drive. In some bar, bars have those. Where you pay and find out. Appreciate the call. Before the break, we had a call suggesting that, sort of a tit-for-tat thing. Law enforcement officers, see what they think of random tests. So somebody called while you were gone saying, pretty sure that already happens, but what did you make of that suggestion?
Yeah, I think it's important. Cops have a tough job. This isn't an anti-law enforcement bill. This is a pro-privacy bill, and that's why I'm sponsoring it. I think I just think that when you start seeing cable news and it gets all this, it gets to the point where now it's kind of in vogue to go after police officers, and I think that's really the wrong approach. The vast majority of police officers that I've ever met or dealt with are really good, hardworking people doing a really, really tough job. And I think we should, they deserve our respect and they deserve to be treated fairly. I just think we, as a society, we should have Fourth Amendment discussions outside of the scope of that part of it. And I think law enforcement gets caught in the middle of some of these things. They don't write the laws and they don't determine the policy. Their duty is to follow the laws that we write.
If
and
we
I
had,
think they do a
if
pretty
had,
good job at it.
if we had law enforcement here, they would probably favor this, would they not? But I think I hear you saying there'd be a better use of their time by doing the saturation and other things as well. We'll talk about that. Can you hang on? Kelly, got a couple more calls, too. All right, so hang on if you would. We'll take a break. We'll continue to take more of your calls. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. A couple are coming off the air as well. More on this conversation with Senator Kelly Armstrong after the break. Brought to you this hour by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Check them out online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.